Alaskans weighed in today on proposed changes to a federal program that's pumped billions of dollars into Native corporations. The Federal Small Business Administration held a meeting in Anchorage on draft changes to the 8A program that provides no-bid contracts to the Native-owned companies. The program came under fire in Congress last year, and SBA Director of the Office of Native American Affairs, Clara Pratt, says the resulting proposed changes are the first the 8A program has seen in 10 years.
It was due for some modification to address concerns of waste, fraud, and abuse across the board from entity-owned and individually-owned 8A companies, as well as, you know, tighten up some of the problems that we had seen.
Pratt says changes are proposed to the criteria used for measuring benefits of government contracts to Native communities and how corporation assets are assessed in determining which companies get contracts. Clyde Gooden, a vice president with Northwest Alaska Regional Corporation, NANA, says there are inequities in how Native companies in Alaska, the lower 48, and Hawaii are treated within the program.
Parity is something that it has to be looked at. Right now, there is a difference. We do have a different ability to negotiate with the federal government on opportunities than, as an example, the NHOs, the Native Hawaiian organizations. And then, you know, that's indigenous people over there that should be treated the same as us here in Alaska.
Gooden says the overall program is very valuable and important to Native people and should continue. He says Native companies, especially in Alaska, deserve special treatment because of the people they benefit.
You know, a lot of folks look at us and say, geez, why are you getting these preferences? Well, I think everybody needs to understand the rural parts of Alaska, the economy there, well, there is none.
The 8A contract program has drawn criticism for funneling very little of the billions in contracts back to Native people in the form of dividends. Gooden says Alaska Native corporations have had to invest a lot to ramp up their operations to handle the contracts, and much of their face value does not equate to immediate profit and dividends.